You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 28 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, keeping the fortnightly average just above 30 new infections. This number will be crucial as the state government plans to take the next step in its roadmap out of coronavirus measures on Sunday. Although Premier Daniel Andrews is still cautious, he believes the state is on track for further relaxed measures from September the 28th.
If I could call Sunday right now, I would, but I can't. I've got to wait and see what the data tells us over the rest of the week. But Victorians can be very confident this strategy is working. These numbers are coming down. And I think we are ahead of where we thought we would be. And that's a testament to the hard work that Victorians are putting in.
Premier Andrews praised the higher-than-usual testing rates on Sunday, but he says he can't preempt decisions for late October when more restrictions will likely be eased.
And this is not a matter of pride, it's a matter of science. The data, the evidence, the science and the doctors tell us, and I think, to be honest, common sense tells you, that unless you get the numbers low, you can't hope to keep the numbers low. It's frustrating, it's very challenging, but this does take some time.
Three new fatalities were recorded and all were linked to aged care. The state government announced $30 million to upgrade public sector residential aged care services. But when asked about the hotel quarantine inquiry at the Daily press conference, the Premier emphasised the investigation hasn't yet concluded its work. At today's hearing, the Jobs Department Secretary, Simon Femister, couldn't recall who requested private security for the hotel operation.
But all I know is that we were commissioned to procure private security in the 4:30 meeting. That's what I was debriefed on the day, and that's what I believe, having heard the transcripts.
Turning interstate, and South Australia is lifting its border restrictions with New South Wales, meaning travellers from there won't need to quarantine for 14 days when visiting. Premier Stephen Marshall says the state has made the move, which takes effect on Thursday, because it's confident it's in a strong position.
I know that there have been many, many people inconvenienced by this restriction, but it has been a very important restriction that's kept our state safe. But I know that there are many people in New South Wales, many people in South Australia, who will be absolutely delighted with the lifting of this restriction.
Premier Marshall says some families will be able to reunite because of the border changes. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says this step to ease some border measures doesn't minimise officer patrols or the need for arrivals checks.
These changes to the border restrictions don't diminish our obligations in border control at the moment. We are still greeting people as they come into South Australia and ensuring that they have the pre-approval completed correctly and that the criteria has been met.
Queensland is also shifting its border zone from October, so northern parts of New South Wales can be added to the bubble between the states. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the extra inclusions include the Byron Shire, Ballina, Lismore, Glen Innes and Richmond Valley.
We've acted on the best advice, and I'm quite sure that's going to make it a lot easier for people to travel to and from Queensland. At the end of the month, we'll also be looking at any other restrictions that we can ease across Queensland. We are working through those at the moment. You can consider that a stage four, but we are working through that with business and community as well.
Queensland has 16 active COVID-19 infections and recorded no new cases today. Meantime, New South Wales has marked no locally acquired cases for the first time in more than 70 days, but it did record two new cases who are travellers in hotel quarantine. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her state is performing well and she wants the border with Queensland to be fully opened.
Given where we are in the pandemic, given that people do want to plan ahead for the school holidays, but also for Christmas and reuniting with family, I would like to see that border come down entirely, and I've made that position very clear.
And three new coronavirus cases have been identified in Western Australia. Premier Mark McGowan insists a hard border is needed, but he understands many Australians want to return home from overseas.
We need to manage the system properly. What you saw in Melbourne was when the system overloads and COVID gets out, mass outbreaks and mass deaths. I don't want to see that happen here.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.